Jim Corden, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for letting me be here today. I appreciate it.
Now, I understand that the Broadway Cemetery, or the Old Broadway Cemetery, kind of brought you to Fort Wayne today. Could you talk about how that relates to your visit?
Yes. So I think locally you call it McCullough Park now, on Broadway Avenue or Street. Many years ago, that was the primary burial ground in the city of Fort Wayne. Back in the 1840s, one of the leading lights in the city of Fort Wayne was a man named William Polk. And he has one of the most fascinating stories, I think, of any Hoosier. He was kidnapped at the age of 8 by Indians, along with his mother and 2 sisters. They were marched up to Detroit during the American Revolution. Later, William Polk would lead the Potawatomi from northern Indiana over to Kansas in the Trail of Death. Not a great name, nor a great mission, but nonetheless. In 1816, William Polk had another job, which was he was elected from Knox County, the Vincennes area, to be a delegate slash founder of the state of Indiana. He was one of the men who wrote the Constitution in 1816 and started the state. In 1840, when William Henry Harrison is elected president, one of the things he did in that 30-day period was appoint his friend, William Polk, to be the head of the land office here in Fort Wayne to distribute federal lands to people who wanted to buy land. So he ends up dying in 1843, and for about 150 years, no one knew where he was buried. So after a lot of research and the help of Suzanne Runge at the Township Trustee's office here in Fort Wayne, we were able to find records in the courthouse that showed that James Ritchie received $2 to dig a hole to bury William Polk in the what was then called the Broadway Cemetery. And that's what brings me here. We're working on trying to have the citizens of Fort Wayne and Allen County commemorate this great man who's buried in the Broadway Cemetery.
And how would they commemorate that?
Well, we're working on getting markers to show that there was actually a cemetery in that park and that William Polk is buried there. And this largely came about because of this being the state's bicentennial. One of the projects the State Archives took on this year was to commemorate all 43 men who wrote the Constitution back in 1816.
That's really interesting that he seems to be like a pretty well-known historical, very significant figure, but he was practically destitute almost.
Right. Most of the jobs that he had in his later life were government-related. For about 3 years, he was the land office register here in Fort Wayne. Before that, he was largely involved with building the Michigan Road and was the last commissioner. And he had been a scout slash spy at both the Battle of Tippecanoe and at the Battle of Fallen Timbers near here. And in both of those things, he was injured. And so it's hard to tell if maybe he was a bit disabled in later life. And so he was being given these jobs and kind of was sustaining himself, but wasn't really making lots of money.
So why is it important to commemorate these figures?
I believe we owe a debt of gratitude to these men, the men and the women, the people who've come before us, the pioneers of this state, the people who've given their lives so that we could all be free, so that we would have the rights and privileges that we have here in Indiana. And I also think it's more than just commemorating them. It's also knowing who they were and what they did. Before this project had started, I didn't know all these things. And I swear to you today, there are at least 3 of these men who are worthy of movies. Their histories, their lives were so fascinating, and they touched on so many different themes that were going on in early Indiana that they're just absolutely incredible historical figures. There's tremendous history here in Fort Wayne and in Allen County and all across the state.
Well, Jim Corden, thank you so much for stopping by the studios today and having this conversation.
My pleasure. Thank you.